committee agrees that the 2011 Wings and Wheels will be the same weekend as the...
You have a vote.
What's that?
You got a motion and a second.
All in favor.
You got a vote.
Oh, shit. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All against, say nay.
Now, I'd been talking to Lynn Lester about they were going to try to do something in the town again like they did last fall, where they had that little marketplace. And I thought it would be a good idea to have it the same time. Because you're going to have all these people come.
The thing that she did last.
Yeah, with the horse and buggy. We're going to help underwrite that. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to help underwrite it. And I thought it would be a good thing to have while Wings and Wheels was here because of all the people that would be coming to town. Mm-hmm. So it's just something to consider.
And that is something that we've talked about a lot, is to try and, you know, not just focus on that day. We really would like people to come in on the weekend.
Right.
And spend, you know, so have things to do so people could spend the weekend here.
Correct.
So we are looking for things to be able to do, which is one of the reasons why we wanted to do the canteen show on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have people come in. You know, some of the planes will probably fly in on Friday night, so at least people can, you know, get set up for that and see that going on. So we're really trying to make it more of a destination spot for people to come into Georgetown and the surrounding area. So that's definitely something that's been on our agenda.
Because I thought her event, after attending it last year, from the morning was more, seemed to be better than in the afternoon, mm-hmm. whereas they would be out here in the afternoon. So it could be a full thing, and that would draw, I mean, if you have all those people coming, with the farmer's market, et cetera. I enjoyed it. That's why I wanted to underwrite part of the expense for this year.
Okay.
Because I thought it was a pretty good idea.
That sounds great. I mean, I'll definitely talk to Lynn about that and see what her thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thanks for the idea.
Which is also the Marvel Museum, mm-hmm. train station. Mm-hmm.
There's an initiative going on to help man all of the different
right.
historic ideas. I don't know too much about it, you know, firsthand.
I know that, like, the Marvel Museum, the Air Museum, and a couple of other places were looking to have volunteers so that they could, say, you know, post hours that said, you know, we're going to be open every Saturday from this amount of time. And there is an initiative between the Chamber and a few other people to kind of try and get that thing started so that, you know, we do find Georgetown being more of a destination for people to come into.
For the Wings and Wheels, just for our own information, do you find many people come in for the weekend, for the day? It's only locals and people do not come in from a distance?
The survey that we had done last year, there was a mix. There was quite a few locals, but we had people that did come from out of town. And the majority, I think there was only one no, that they would not come back. Everybody else said yes. The vendors were thrilled how the event turned out last year. Cannot wait to come back. We've already gotten calls from vendors, and that's another reason why because we said, you know, we can't tell you yet. You know, we'll put your name down. But yeah, everything has been really, really positive from last year. Everybody that was there had a great time, had a lot to see, and I'm. The vendors, all the vendors were talking because there were so long lines for the vendors,
mm-hmm.
that nobody complained about there not being enough, you know, long lines or enough food. Every vendor, I think, ran out of food towards the end of the afternoon. There and even the craft vendors or the people that I heard from were just, I mean, people couldn't even get away from their booth to even go get food. They were stopping us along the way saying, could you please just go get me this? So they were thrilled with it. So, I mean, all in all, it was very successful last year.
What was generating my question, though, is if you have a lot of people that are coming for the weekend, and it's a NASCAR weekend, a lot of the motels, so we didn't want to poison them for future years. We may want to just get some motel ideas or hotel.
Yeah. I think most of what we saw were people that were family of people that already live here. So they were coming in for the weekend, but they were staying with family. So we didn't have a lot that were just coming in for the weekend for that.
The only other thing would be the shuttling people back and forth, mm-hmm. so they don't have to walk.
Right.
It'd be nice to have a couple tractors. I don't know if the Harrington Fair will let up some of their personnel wagons that they have run around or not.